Next Gen Game Chat. Tommy Game on Gargan, and this is Next Gen Game Chat, episode 47, and I'm joined by the prodigal son of podcasting, Quentin Maddox,
ba-boom, ba-boom, ay.
And the big boss man of Buzz, Ed Ross.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
We have a lovely show today, folks. We'll be doing our EA predictions for E3. And I know we haven't recorded in a few months, but we're back. And we're going to start out how we always start out, what we've been playing. And Q, we'll start with you.
Over the 2017, I played some Destiny with you guys, a tiny bit of Rocket League. I haven't been playing it much, though. Overwatch, I've been playing it a lot since the first year anniversary. And I got Life is Strange.
Did you finish episode one?
Yeah, I finished episode one, and I'm trying to do the whole season and Killing Floor 2. I just did a tutorial last night, and it's basically like Left 4 Dead 2, except with fat zombies and crap. It's like waves though.
Yeah, it's like Horde mode.
Yeah, and.
It's all right.
I can't really think of anything else. Oh, yeah, Call of Duty, of course. Mm-hmm. Some of them. And, yeah.
And, Eddie, what have you been playing? Boss man.
I've been playing Overwatch with Q. Destiny with you guys, kind of.
Game.
Yeah, basically. What else was there? Guns Up. I've been playing a lot of Guns Up, and then Rocket League, definitely Rocket League, and that's about it. Rocket League's so fun.
Move closer to the mic.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Rocket League myself. Since we haven't been on here, I platinumed. I think my name is Mayo. I platinumed Horizon Zero Dawn. What the hell was that? So lame.
It's very good.
Okay, stop. Oh man.
You taste the spiciness.
That's enough. Enough hijinks.
Oh boy. Oh, I beat Resident Evil with the VR in total, completely in VR most of the time with the candle. I got the official Resident Evil 7 candle burning the whole time. Two, to fully immerse me in that experience. What a game, man. Definitely. It's going to be rough between that and Horizon as my game of the year so far. And I've been playing a little bit of Zelda. I got myself a Switch. Enjoying Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Did the Killing Floor 2 tutorial as well. Enjoyed that. I'm going to look forward to playing a little bit of that in the weeks to come. But newer games, not really excited for much, but I'm very excited for E3 next week, and looking forward to doing some EA predictions in this week's episode as our top topic, our TT.
TT.
We got those fat floppy TTs later. Those EA predictions. Yeah, you want to slurp on those bad buffalo blops. Yeah, those breastos. Those boobkins. Those falumpalumps.
Right now, Eddie has his hands on his legs and he's moving them, and it sounds like he's freaking jerking off.
Yeah, Eddie was at work, like, packing out, sweating and shit, so he's got, like, the sweat on his balls and stuff. So when it rubs together, it's all, like, swishy and squishy. And he's like, oh, it feels pretty good, so I'm gonna shift around.
And and then he went into the freezer to make the sweat dry.
He's like, look, I can pleasure myself without even using my hands.
By using my feet.
This is better than video games, you fucks.
Yeah. It's better than sex.
But I would disagree.
That I never had. All I did have with my sisters.
I like video games. And I like, oh, what we want to talk about? I just want to talk about Farpoint. Been playing a little bit of that. Enjoy it. I like the PSVR aim controller. Eddie, what do you think about the aim controller? Since I gave you a quick demo. Oh, it's cool.
I don't have any games to go with it, but it's definitely cool.
You thinking about getting a bundle with the Farpoint bundle, maybe, with the gun? Or no?
I don't know. Maybe. Probably. If I need to. If there's more games that comes out, not just Farpoint, but, like, more shooting games.
Yeah, there's a zombie shooter coming out, I think towards the end of this month.
How much is the controller and all that?
The controller with the game was, like, 60 or 70 bucks. But I got 20% off because it was Amazon when I pre-ordered it or something. I think it was just a little over 60 for me. Mm. But, but I don't know, like, if you go to GameStop, like, what are you going to pay?
Like, for $100?
Fucking GameStop.
Rip off.
Yeah. Go to Amazon. They'll probably do a sale eventually for the thing. Maybe once they, I think they might sell the gun separately, so you can just get the gun. But I would recommend Farpoint. I would also recommend, the new games that are coming out for it. There's an older game that's been out that they're going to add compatibility to. But I hope they do a few more games that have compatibility with this. They start really pushing this peripheral. It's really cool, man. I like using the aim controller. Other than that, I haven't been playing too much. More Neo, more Yakuza 0, chipping away at those games. Got an incredible backlog. I was looking at my trophies and achievements. I only beat like 8 games this year, and that's like really. I'm usually average 4 a month, and now we're almost halfway through the year. I only beat 8 games. I should be beating like 20 games by now.
But, yeah, but the games are so much longer than they used to be back.
Yeah, I know. And plus, I'm playing these free to play games like that you don't beat. You just play them every day and stuff like that. Signing like Guns Up and Let It Die. Yeah. Guns Up, I got the 100% trophies though. So, yo, Sony San Diego, put a platinum in that game, please.
We should go back to Helldivers.
We deserve a platinum for us Guns Up fans. We've been playing the shit out of that game since launch.
I got you back into that game and attacking wise.
Yeah, just cause one day I was like, fuck it, let me try to do the
Alliance.
Yeah, the Alliance battle. So I wanted that trophy because I heard you got it.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it, let me do it. And then like, I wanted to get all the trophies. Like I wasted 300-something thousand munitions just upgrading my wall to get to level 7. It's like ridiculous. Like
who needs? It's so stupid.
Yeah, who the hell needs one freaking stupid piece of wall that's like that?
It's strong though. Like
it is strong, but like it just one of them is not really a big changer.
You put it in front of your HQ.
I have it. Oh, you do that. All right.
I put walls in front of my HQ so that way those stray bolts don't hit the HQ.
I hit. I put the bolt the thing. In, I have the wall in front of my air anti aircraft. Turret.
It works out that way too if you do it that way. But so I find it that when you put the wall in front of you, that like anything like that, it the guys can hide behind the wall, and then the wall just becomes a hindrance later on in the game when you're defending.
All right. Well, we're just gonna rename this the game, the Guns Up Game Podcast.
I'm leaving. Guns Up's the best. I'm leaving.
Why?
If it's Guns Up Game Podcast, then I'm leaving.
Why? You don't play it?
No.
Did you try Guns Up yet?
Yeah. I like it. I should get back into it.
You should.
Yeah.
It's like that other game that you guys play on mobile.
Yeah, freaking Clash of Clans.
Yeah, but it's way better.
Cock.
Oh, man. I deleted that whole account.
Did you?
You dumbass.
I got a new phone, so the upgrade didn't carry over everything.
You can't sign into your name or whatever? No.
No way.
That sucks.
Did you cry?
Wait. No, I just gave up with
it. Can I see your new phone?
Were you, like, really sad?
I have the Clash of Clans, but it's just starting from scratch.
Dude, this is the exact same thing.
I could tell, like, there's been a PC that's been empty.
What is this, an iPhone 7 now? Since
you got that new phone, like, you've looked empty.
No Pokemon Go, no guns up.
You got the iPhone 7 now.
But isn't that stuff tied to, like, your Google account?
It's gotta load somehow.
Yeah, it's tied to your Game Center account.
Yeah, it should be tied to your account, Andy.
I have to sign in, maybe?
Yeah. Sign in. Duh.
It's still there. You didn't lose nothing, probably. I had to delete the whole account. I sold it to paparazzi.
To paparazzi.
I gotta remember my
They were chasing me. Eddie, why are you selling game accounts to paparazzi again?
Meanwhile, it's just these two 11-year-olds chasing him around.
No, it's like, dude, two dudes that work for IGN, they want his account. And they're like the game paparazzi, that's what he's saying.
they said he...
They work for, like, IGN Spain, and it's like, dude, IGN Mexico. And like, yo, Eddie... You better give us your account, son. They were friends with Carlos.
We'll give you some of that good stuff, man.
Yo, I'll give you some Mexican nectarines, and you can suck on.
Okay. It sounds like a good deal.
Shouldn't you guys be, like, taking a siesta or something? But like, no, I heard you got that iPhone 7S. SA.
What happened to our freaking podcast?
We're talking about what we've been playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And went downhill to this?
No, and Eddie's talking about, Eddie's getting us a Clash of Clans update on this thing. We want to see if... This is good quality podcast. We want to see if his account's been deleted or not. Speaking of podcasting, Lost in Shadow for the Wii, which came out in 2008, 2009, 2010, is having its 7-year anniversary.
Wait, what? There's a boat?
There's a boat. No, it was with the new update.
Let me see.
If you had your old account, just go on your old account. You could probably just go on the boat. It's another island. You have your own other island.
Oh, so it's back? You got in?
No.
It's gone?
Yeah.
You signed in?
I signed in, yeah.
And it's deleted?
I'll give you my account.
No, it's fine. I got my old phone at home.
Yeah, when he
said... Can I have your old phone?
I think it counts like a code word for head.
The carry over all the content and all that shit.
No, what are you going to do with your old phone?
Yo, it counts some like... I think, like, giving you his account is, like, some code name, like, some inside code name for head.
Just, like, delete all your pictures and freaking give me...
Yeah. Alright, he's not even paying attention to what I'm saying.
What would you say?
About head.
Oh, totally.
No, you were like, I'll give you my account, and I was like, yeah, I think when he says giving you account, it's some, like, inside code word for head.
Stop!
I just repeated myself a bunch of times. Alright, let's just go jump into the Nuggets of News. Nuggets of News. We got nuggets. Some brand new Nuggets of News.
Nuggets. They taste good when you drown them in ketchup. But they taste better with honey mustard sauce. But Eddie's now, logic...
Sweet and sour.
Oh, sweet and sour, I mean.
I love sweet and sour.
Eddie likes the ketchup that he gets from his sisters when it's that time of the month.
Yo, first nugget of news. Today, Dissidia of Final Fantasy for PlayStation 4 was revealed in a Japanese live stream and Amazon listing. The game's console release carries the name Dissidia of Final Fantasy NT, with the NT standing for New Tale, New Trial, or New Tournament, according to the livestream, translation via Gamatsu.
It's a direct port of the arcade game with the same 3v3 combat and no story mode. PS4 players won't be able to challenge the arcade fighters, which doesn't matter much for us in the West. The worldwide release will be coming early 2018. The game was developed by Team Ninja, who is, popular because of Ninja Gaiden, of course, and also Nioh. It's on PS4. So it's another PS4 exclusive coming early 2018. Big Final Fantasy fighting game. Characters that will be available. The Amazon listing touts over 20 playable heroes and notes that Final Fantasy XV's Noctis will be joining the cast of the PlayStation 4 release. Noctis joins an arcade cast that already includes the Warrior of Light from Final Fantasy, Garland from Final Fantasy 1, Therion from Final Fantasy 2, the Emperor from Final Fantasy 2, Anya Knight from Final Fantasy 3, Cecil Harvey from Final Fantasy 4, Kane Hywind from Final Fantasy 4, Bart's Clouds of Final Fantasy 5, X-Death Final Fantasy 5, Tara Branford Final Fantasy 6, Kefka Palazzo Final Fantasy 6, Cloud Strife Final Fantasy 7, Sephiroth Final Fantasy 7, Squall Leonhardt Final Fantasy 8, Zidane Tribal Final Fantasy 9, Kuja Final Fantasy 9, Titus Final Fantasy 10, Shantato Final Fantasy 11 Online, Van Final Fantasy 12, Lightning Final Fantasy 13, Ishtola Final Fantasy 14 Online, Ramza Bulv Final Fantasy Tactics, and Ace from Final Fantasy Type 0. So every main core Final Fantasy game's got something a fighter representing them, which is pretty cool. Sounds like a really cool lineup. I think definitely want to pick this game up, eventually. I'm pretty excited about it. What do you guys think? It's coming from Team Ninja. They do Dead or Alive. Dead or Alive, I think they have a free-to-play version on PS4. You could try that out. Also, if you played Nioh, I don't know if you played it at all. I played it. I love it.
No, I didn't play it.
No, you guys aren't big Team Ninja fans. You guys fucking playing Blizzard games and Activision games and all these Western fucking publishers that suck the life out of the devs. That's all you guys play.
Mikey.
Play some more Japanese games.
I played Dead or Alive.
You know, Mikey.
You played Dead or Alive before? Yeah. All right, so good. You're going to pick this up, right?
Probably not.
No? You
suck. Not a fan of Final Fantasy.
You know, Mikey, you make a good point
there. But, normally Team Ninja, Eddie, they make games for Tecmo, which also owns...
Dice.
No, it's Tecmo also owns Dynasty... Yeah, Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Omega Force.
You know, Mikey, you make a good point there.
So, no, you guys aren't excited for this at all? All right, we'll go on to the next.
I'll try it out once it comes out, Mikey.
What's the game
if
called?
I can.
Dissidia.
Dissidia of Final Fantasy NE New Era.
Yeah, I had Dissidia on the PSP. So I think this will be the second Dissidia game. On to our second nugget of news.
You know, Mikey, I really want to punch you in the face right now, but I'm not going to because I can't reach you from here. But I can reach Eddie over there. Should I do it or no? Leave it in the comments below.
Sorry. Alright, I'm gonna have to cut that out. Alright, 2, Rebellion, the studio behind Sniper Elite 4 and Zombie Army Trilogy.
Yeah!
Has announced Strange Brigade, a 1930s set third person adventure full of peril, mystery, and derring do, coming to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. Here's an overview of the game via Rebellion. Join the Strange Brigade and embark on an exotic safari into danger for 1 to 4 players, coming soon to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC near you. There are remote corners of the British Empire where the supernatural lurks and the shadows linger, where few dare go and fewer return. In Strange Brigade, you'll encounter fantastic and forgotten civilizations shrouded in mystery, uncover treacherous tombs, and test your wits against unfathomable foes. You'll explore the ancient world as one of 4 dashing explorers, each blessed with their own weapons, tactics, and special superhuman powers. You'll fight back-to-back against the terrifying army of mythological menaces unleashed by no less than a resurrected Egyptian witch queen. With such ungodly evil afoot, the Strange Brigade needs you. A release date was not announced. Rebellion will debut gameplay and more at E3 2017 from June 13th to 15th. So, what do you guys think about this? You guys excited?
I'm excited.
Definitely. Me, you, Eddie, and Mike are definitely playing this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a rebellion game. We've kind of grown fond of them after that Zombie Army trilogy. So I'll definitely play it, especially now that they're, instead of Sniper Elite, it's first person. It's going to be more like Zombie Army trilogy, third person point of view, this game.
It better have the same kick feature.
Yeah, right?
The yeah. Kick.
The overpowered kick.
Yeah.
That's so lame.
Just two kicks and they're dead. Two freaking kicks and they're dead. Except for the skeletons. It's just one kick and they shatter.
Explode.
We don't got time to work on melees, alright?
Cut out to them.
You know, Mikey, I really want to kick those zombies. But I really want to kick your ass more. Alright?
We're going to go out in the parking lot. You're going to mocap me kicking a garbage can. We're going to use it.
I have a cardboard cutout of you in my room. I'm going to kick it when you home.
I know I got a fake leg on the left, but that's what we're going to mocap.
Now time to leave. Leaves while fingerboarding his freaking fingers. What?
What happened?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yo.
Comes back. You know, Mikey, I'm staying here.
Rebellion already has 3
games
on PS4. This will be their 4th. On to our 3rd nugget of news.
Eddie, stop shaking your head like that.
Ninja Theory's upcoming action game, Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice, will release for the PS4 and PC on August 8th. The studio unveiled the release date in a new trailer for the game, which you can check out below.
Where is below?
Below, my balls.
I was about to say that, except I was going to be more descriptive. Like my sweaty, hairy, floppy nutsack like that.
Your sweaty, bald sack.
Yeah.
The studio unveiled, according to the product development manager, Dominic Matthews, Hellblade is half the size of a AAA game, and as such will be available at half the price. In order to keep costs low for the consumer and maximize the revenue the studio receives, the game will be available as a digital-only title for $30 when it launches.
So what do you guys think about that? That studio, there was only 20 developers at the studio. They worked 3 years on this game. They say it's a AAA quality game with great, you know, really good graphics. It was on the cover of Game Informer, I think, a month or two back. So you can check it out there. It looks really good. It's going to be a AAA action game. They did the Devil May Cry game on PS3. They did Heavenly Sword on PS3. Really great action games. They're a good studio, good pedigree. And this game charging $30 at launch. I don't know if I'm going to pick it up at launch. I'm going to wait for a sale. Because it's just, I'm just being very frugal with games, just because I have so many games to play, and I don't want to overwhelm myself with even more games. So, I do think it's a really good value for people who want something to play at this time, or whatever, when it launches. And, what do you guys think? You guys think $30 is a good price?
$30 is definitely a good price on a good game, like a new game like that. I probably won't be getting it for $30. I'll probably wait for a sale. But if it looks good enough, maybe I'll buy it, you know?
Yeah, I gotta check it out first.
I think it's a good move by them. I think, I know they probably don't have the budget to, like, advertise, but, I definitely think, like, this is gonna be a better action game than a lot more, like, a lot of the licensed AAA action games that you see from, like the Transformers action game that we had. That was good, but like I don't think it's going to be as good as this. I think this will be better than like Legend of Korra. This will be better than the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles action game they had really recently. I think it'll be really good quality. It'll be up there, like the quality of this game should be up there with like a God of War or a Darksiders or like Dante's Inferno or something like that, but you know, with I guess half the length of that type of game. So maybe like I would say like a 6-hour game. 7 hours or something like that. You'd say like action games are usually like what, 15 to 20 hours maybe?
Yeah.
Or 12 to 15, something like that. So half of that, I would think. I don't know how they would judge it, but I think it's a good price to launch at. I think definitely when there's a sale, a digital sale, I'll probably pick it up. Especially like I don't think like a single player digital only game
like, is something that I would need to pick up day one, you know, unless, like, it gets reviewed, like, the week before it comes out, and it's ridiculous, like, 10 out of 10s everywhere, you know? It's, like, the best action game we've ever seen.
If that was the case, why is it dropping at $30?
Yeah, but, like, no, like, I think, like, the stuff they say about it, they've hired psychiatrists to work with them, so, like, I guess maybe, like, your main character is going mad, like, through the experience, so, like, I don't know, maybe it's... sounds interesting. I don't know. So we got a Team Ninja game and a Ninja Theory game already in the first three nuggets of news.
The two ninjas.
Yo, do you think they'll ever have a Ninja Gaiden 4?
On to our fourth nugget of news! You know, Mikey, you should shut the hell up right now before I beat you.
Discussing sales figures with Verge, Sony Interactive Entertainment America president Sean Layden revealed that Sony PlayStation VR has sold more than 1 million copies since launch in October. Additionally, 5.25 million VR games have been sold so far, and the average play session is 25 minutes. At the end of February, Sony said PSVR sales were over 915,000. If you're looking to buy a PSVR, Layden said there will be more stock this year. We'll have freer supply in the marketplace. We got to a point around Christmas where you would be hard-pressed to find VR anywhere, so we dialed back on our promotional activity at the time because we didn't want to be promoting a platform for people to find out they couldn't get it. I didn't want to create more unhappy customers. As for the PlayStation 4 Pro, Sony would have give out specific sales numbers, but they did say wouldn't give out specific sales numbers, but they did say that 1 in 5 PlayStation 4 sold since November have been a PS4 Pro. Furthermore, around 40% of PS4 Pro sales are from people upgrading their older PS4 model. Sony Interactive Entertainment President Jim Ryan told Polygon, "We have been sold out of the PSVR ever since launch, and it's only within the last month or so that it started to come into supply, and we're feverishly getting the factory cranked up as fast as we can. And as with VR, PS4 Pro sales have been restricted by our ability to supply the market." In an interview with Business Insider discussing PlayStation VR, Ryan added, "We would not describe 1 million units the same as mass adoption, but we would call it a good start." He also told Time magazine that PS4 Pro, or Time, is way ahead of our expectations. Overall, PS4 sales to consumers are close to 60 million, and Layden adds that it's the fastest selling hardware that we've ever had, and maybe the fastest one on the market. So, pretty strong words from Sony, very successful PS4. The Pro seems to be doing fine. VR sounds like it's, you know, picking up now. You know, it's ramping up. And, you know, hopefully E3, they got a lot of VR titles to show. Q, what do you have to say about this? You excited for Sony's future in VR? Are you looking forward to more VR games?
Yep, I can't wait till E3 to see what new VR games they have in store for us.
Do you prefer playing games in VR? Like if Destiny was in VR and you could play the whole thing in VR, would you only play in VR? Would you play on your TV?
No, because VR sometimes gives me, like, motion sickness.
Motion sickness? Yeah. But what if, like, they figured it out? Like, what if it was, like, Farpoint, where you had the gun? You know,
I would play...
Would you play Destiny only in only that way, probably?
No, I...
You would still play... Well, yeah. You'd play more on the TV?
I would play, like, half and half.
Yeah? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe if we're doing, like, a strike... If I'm feeling a little daring, then I would do it in VR. If I'm just going casual, then I would do it in.
Eddie, I want to ask you the same question. Like, if you had PlayStation VR and the PSVR aim controller, would you play Destiny like that? I mean, not the whole time in VR, but would you dedicate a lot of your time playing Destiny in VR?
It depends on what I'm doing. I bet that load screen will probably get to you after a while. But, I mean, definitely I would try to play as much as I can of it in VR.
Phone call, pause.
I forgot. Balls.
Oh, my God.
yeah, I was just saying that the VR, like, the shooting is really good. Like, I mean, Destiny would probably be too much. Not, like, fully, like, all the time. But, like, I'll definitely try it out as much as I can in that game.
Yeah. I would play the shit out of it. I would do, like, a few strikes in it. Like a day.
But probably not a whole raid, though. That fucking moving raid bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd do a raid in VR, man, because people would get fucking pissed.
I'll try it.
With that jumping shit, though, like, that would be too much.
Yeah, what if Destiny was in VR, and someone, like, did a raid in full VR, like, the first, like, a challenge?
Someone's gonna get sick.
Yeah, and then they get sick and die the next day.
Yeah, but you could, like, instead of jumping, maybe they'll let you teleport, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like in the Rick and Morty thing.
What, VR?
Yeah.
You played it?
No, I didn't play it. I just saw gameplay of it.
Is it coming to PSVR?
No. Oh, maybe! Oh, EA! Not EA, E3.
Alright.
That's my pre...
Rick and Morty VR is coming to PSVR. What? No!
E3! That's my prediction!
Well, they said a Breaking Bad experience is coming to VR. That Vince Gilligan's working on. That should be pretty cool. Check that out.
Does they make it a Breaking Bad Telltale?
I don't think so.
They should, because they made Game of Thrones.
So with our E3 prediction, though, the rules are going to be that we're going to do 3 predictions for each third-party conference. That's EA, Ubisoft, and Bethesda. And then for the first parties, which are Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft Xbox, guess how many predictions we're going to be doing?
5.
On to our 5th nugget of news. When E3 2017 begins next week, you'll see a lot of big PlayStation 4 exclusives at the event. Sony Interactive Entertainment American President Sean Layden has confirmed. Speaking with Glixel, Layden revealed that God of War, Uncharted The Lost Legacy, Spider-Man PS4, Days Gone, and Gran Turismo Sport will all be present. It remains to be seen if they'll all be playable, though. With God of War likely the centerpiece, asked about Infamous, developer Sucker Punch, and a potential Bloodborne 2 from Software, Layden wouldn't say anything. In an interview with The Verge, discussing the second wave of PSVR games, which began with the launch of Farpoint last month, Layden added, "We'll be talking about a number of other titles at E3. Layden also spoke with Time, where he mentioned that Japanese publishers are coming back to console in a major way, giving Resident Evil 7, Neo, Nier Automata, Persona 5, and Final Fantasy 15 as examples. And speaking of, we'll have some big announcement at E3 in that precise vein," he added. Discussing Kojima Productions' Death Stranding, which may appear at E3 2017, Layden said, "We're partnering with him and financing development of Death Stranding. His team has taken the Decima engine that Guerrilla built for Horizon Zero Dawn, and they're using that as the base for Death Stranding. Both teams are working from a joint code base now and building on it. It's kind of like a holy grail in game development. Some studios outside of my world have invoked that kind of discipline. Thou shalt all use this engine. But we've sort of left it to our studios to find that engine that they need within the technologies that we have available. In terms of third-party partnerships, Sony Interactive Entertainment Europe President Jim Ryan mentioned that we have a Call of Duty partnership, a Destiny 2 partnership, Red Dead Redemption 2 partnership with Take-Two, and Star Wars with EA partnership. It's possible we'll see something from all 4 of those games at E3 during Sony's press conference." Sony's E3 2017 press conference takes place at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Monday, June 12th. So, are you guys excited for Sony's conference?
Eddie? Yes.
Sony's the conference I'm most excited for, definitely. Can't wait. I'm going to probably get pizza that night, something, you know, just chill, because I'm off the following 2 days. And I'm just going to be hungover from the PlayStation conference.
Is it on a Sunday?
Monday night.
Oh, what time?
You weren't listening.
9.
Shut up.
9 p.m. Eastern. If you would have listened to the,
oh my god.
Nugget of news. Really? Why you got that dick on your mind?
Shut up! I'm not thinking about that. Freaking stupid.
Alright, just asking. There's nothing wrong with dick. Jeez. Why are you always thinking about it?
Oh! Eddie doesn't have one. He has a mangina with balls hanging out of it.
Yeah, it was a mangina like a dick that's so like it's short and fat, and like it's so fat that the dick hole is like you could stick another dick in it.
No, it's a vagina with balls hanging out of it.
Okay. Alright. Eddie, fucking beast.
Yeah, it totally is.
Yo, he gets fucked and like, you know, he gets fucked by somebody's dick. Dude, their balls slap against his balls. All you hear is fucking double ball slap.
All I hear is...
Yo. Eddie fucking loves dicks. Yeah, what do you think the over or under on how many dicks Eddie could take should be?
The over is about, like, 5, and the under is, 2.
I'll take the over. I'm picking 6 dicks onto our 6th nugget of news. Online
play. I was about to say 6.
Online play for Switch games will be free until the full service comes online in 2018, at which point players will need to pay the monthly membership in order to access online multiplayer. 1 month subscription will cost $3.99. with 3 months running at $7.99, and a year's membership available for $19.99. In addition to multiplayer access, subscription also opens up eShop deals, meaning members will get money off new games bought through Nintendo's digital download platform.
Phone call, pause.
Also included in the fee is access to classic games from Nintendo's back catalog, updated with multiplayer support and playable on the new console. Nintendo had originally indicated that these games would only be available for download for a month at a time, similar to Sony's PlayStation Plus servers, but the company today confirmed to Kotaku that all the games under this umbrella would be available for all subscribers in a library. Users can play as many of the games as they want, as often as they like, as long as they have an active subscription, a spokesperson told the publication. So it sounds pretty cool. What do you guys think?
It's a good idea. $20 ain't bad for unlimited, like, for free stuff.
And they said you'll be able to access the library as long as you have the subscription.
Yeah, isn't the PlayStation the same thing as long as you download it? And you have
yeah, PS as long Plus? As you download, as long as you have PlayStation Plus, you'll be able to subscribe. But their games change every month, whereas Nintendo, I think, will just be adding games to the library every month. That'll just make the library bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully that's what they're gonna do, and they're not gonna just remove games out of nowhere or whatever. But if they let you, you know, download games and just, like, have access to them forever, like, as long as you have the service, I'm down with that. And yeah. $20 a year doesn't seem like it's going to break the bank, so.
That sounds cool.
You know, that comes out to less than $2 a month.
And, yeah.
It's not bad. Good for Nintendo. I think thumbs up. They're doing something right.
Isn't it more than $2 a month?
There's 12 months. So 12 times 2 would be $24. This is only $20 for a year.
$2 a month.
Not even.
No, it's less. Yeah, I just did the math.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's something I would expect from Eddie.
Shut up.
That's cute, that could have math.
Shut up.
Dude, that was awesome.
No, wait, play it back so I don't think it went in the mic.
Oh my god, I can smell it. It's all over the mic.
It's all over the mic.
Why does it smell like cum?
Dude, it smells like busted condoms.
To see if it actually went through.
Alright, so that was cool. You guys want to go to our top topic? You're done with the nuggets. That was our last nugget, so. You want to go to our TT?
Sure.
Our big, beautiful TT?
Tank talk?
No, there won't be any tank talk this week. Maybe next week, Eddie.
Yeah, right.
No, recently I saw a video, though, by Jim Sterling where he ripped apart Wargaming because they introduced some new premium tank, I think. And the premium tank, I think, but the tank could only use premium ammo, which you had to pay for, like actual money for.
What? That's
yeah. So like some guy did a video like ripping them apart, and then like he was part of their like some kind of service where he like was with them, and then they like because he criticized them, they like they sent him like a letter to take down his video and shit like that, and like and Jim Sterling did a video on this whole situation, and then Wargaming was like apologized after that, you know, and we're like. Oh, we're sorry, you know, we're gonna, like, let him do his videos and stuff. And it was, wow. Like, all, it was all bullshit. Like, they're making so much fucking money. They're one of, like, the top 10 grossing games on PC. And, like, I'm sure, like, on PS4, they're probably up there, too. Like,
yeah, of course.
Because you make a lot of money. You know, you get addicted. Like, we got addicted to it for a little while, but, you know.
And then it died down.
Yeah, it died down, like, for us. Like, it was, because, dude, it's the game that came out in 2008. I'm sure if it came out in 2010 on PlayStation 3... And we played it then, we'd probably be playing it a lot longer. Mm-hmm. Probably 3 or 4 years, you know? But, you know, it didn't. Because it's kind of... The gameplay is, like, dated for now. Like, if they made it... Maybe if they made a little, Dude, like, they made, like, an updated version, like, a futuristic World of Tanks.
Yeah.
Like, World of Tanks, like... Cool, like, World of Tanks, like, 2050. And then, like, you have tanks that fly and shit and do crazy stuff.
If they made the wheels look like fidget spinners, I'm sure a lot of 12-year-olds would play it.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I still remember what you said about it. Like, oh, I have, like, no emotional connection to the guy in the tank. So he's like, I don't care if my guy dies. I don't even know his name half the time.
Yeah, right? It's like, hrushka brushka brush.
That was, like, the best thing he ever said.
What about World of Tanks?
Yeah. He's like, I don't give two shits if this guy dies.
Was I saying that while I was playing it?
Yeah. Because, like, you just wanted to go to the next tank just so we can... Because, like, we had to wait for the other tank to come back from battle. So all we did was rush in and die, and then we went to the next battle. The play is, like, the Tier 8 tank. The Mother Rusher one.
That's so great. I don't really, like, they don't even give you a backstory for the guy. Like, just give me, like, a few sentences about where he came from. Like, he came from a small farm family in the outskirts of fucking Italy or some shit.
Yeah, like, it's easy to come up with something. Just at least yeah, really, like, but it's
just, you just give him a name and a fucking face that, like, is the same face as, like, four of the other guys that are in tanks. And it's, yeah, like, who cares?
Get a storyboard artist. Like, get one of us to do stuff.
Like, they do these cool, like, videos that you get, like, these little, like, short videos when you, like, unlock a new tank, but, like, they don't have anything, like, dedicated to you.
With the guy inside of it.
Like, give my character, like, something, like, so, like, because, like, you carry the drivers on to, like, later tanks and stuff like that on, like, it's just, like, I don't know. I'm done with that game.
I'm sure
haven't signed in a while. Dude, if they do another toy thing for Christmas, I'll sign in.
Dude, it's, like, 100 gigs now for one... That's
it. I gotta delete it then.
Oh my god. Shit. Like, you care, you have like a terabyte. That's like taking up a whole.
It's like probably taking up half of my terabyte. Oh my god.
Wait, Eddie, you got a hard drive?
Alright, well, now let's go to our top topic, our EA predictions for EA's conference this Saturday.
I think I only have two.
I think it's 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific.
Eddie doesn't have any.
Come on, Eddie. You gotta have some.
EA sucks.
I have two. Maybe three.
Alright, well, maybe you guys can make up a few on the fly. All you need to come up with is three. Because I got three. Three great ones.
Whoa!
Whoa, wait, whoa!
Alright, does one of you guys want to go first?
Eddie.
Yeah, sure, I'll go first.
Eddie, what's your first prediction for EA's E3 conference?
Another FIFA. Another Madden. And... I don't even know.
Star Wars Battlefront 2. Yeah,
that's about it.
You fucking dumbass.
Star Wars Battlefront 2 DLC.
No, come on, Eddie. Really?
Dude, I got nothing. EA sucks.
Oh, you suck.
You try coming up with some EA shit.
Eddie, really?
I do. I did.
Go ahead. What's yours, then?
Mine? Alright.
I think mine might be the same as last year's predictions. I don't know. Except one of them. Go ahead.
I think that that the sports games like Madden and FIFA are gonna have a story mode.
Didn't they have a story mode already, like the FIFA one at least? I don't know.
Oh, the FIFA? I don't know. I think Madden is gonna have a story mode.
All right, cool.
And it's gonna be in VR. All
right.
And what was the other one that I was gonna say? Oh yeah, credit to you because you told me this one.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna. Wait, you did one already, right? I'll do my first one.
Oh yeah. Okay.
All right, my first EA prediction: UFC 3 will be launched in February 2018. It will be announced at a release date, 2018, and feature the Black Beast Derek Lewis on the cover. We'll see if my prediction is true, but you know, because Black Beast is fighting this weekend, so I don't know, like. I don't know if they'll wait till after he wins to announce it, but, like, I don't know if he's going to be the cover at all, but we'll see. Who knows? Okay.
I'm going to take some inspiration from the one that you just said right now.
Okay.
The UFC... Shut up, Eddie. The UFC is going to be in VR. Well, you can play matches in VR.
Okay, screw that. They're gonna put Phil Brooks on the cover of UFC.
Shut up. No, yeah, they're gonna put Conor McGregor. Wait, did I already put him on a cover?
Yeah, he was on last year.
Oh, okay.
Last year, okay. They need Phil Brooks.
No, they need Ed Ross. They need Ed Ross on it.
Yo, Eddie Ross fighting Herb Dean.
Eddie Alvarez.
Eddie Alvarez getting knocked out.
No, Ed Ross versus, what's that guy's name? Something Ross. Jim Ross. Ed Ross versus Jim Ross.
Well, we canceled that feud because Jim Ross's wife died.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's have a moment of silence. Oh! Okay, and we're back. Oh. Oh, God. Eddie, what'd you do to her? Oh my god.
You don't want to know.
Alright, so your second... Was that your second prediction, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah, VR.
Uh-huh. I have a third one.
Alright, speaking of VR, my second prediction is Dead Space Extraction will be ported to VR and launch Friday, October 13th.
Oh,
it was
Dead Space. Oh, okay.
Friday, October 13th.
Friday, 13th.
Third prediction?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, you told me this one. Yeah, well, yeah, all credit to you. EA Access is coming to PS4.
Alright, that's a good prediction. But I don't know if it's true, but it's a good prediction. Eddie, you have a third prediction? Eddie, you put the dick in prediction.
EA sucks.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
He's like, oh, there's gonna be a Battlefield 2 game!
Battlefield 2.
EA sucks.
Battlefront 2 is gonna have a water bottle mode where you become a water bottle and then you piss on
the
people.
NFL Blitz games. Was that EA?
Blitz?
Yeah, like NFL Blitz.
I know, was that
a NHL, like, Blitz?
Blitz might be owned by a Japanese company.
I don't know, those games are the better.
It might be, is it Sega that does Blitz? I don't know.
Well, I remember they were on PS2 for a while, that's what I used to have.
No, Blitz is awesome, I love Blitz.
Yeah,
I have Blitz. It on PS3.
What's Blitz, what?
Like, NFL Blitz, like, it's all like the
Yo,
sports
get
game of
get
Blitz.
Blitz on PS3, we'll play it.
You can do that?
I have it on PS3, yeah.
What is like download like that?
Yeah, it's a downloadable game. Dude, it was a I think it was free for PS Plus one month.
Oh yeah.
You should have got it. Yeah. Sega. It's probably cheap. It's like $20.
I used to play it as like the horse guy and like punch people in the face.
Yeah, play it. Let's play it. It's
What's
awesome.
That? What's
I love playing it at the arcade at the bowling alley. I used to have it.
What's NFL Blitz?
It's like an arcadey football game.
But like everything's illegal in that game. Like you can just run up and punch the quarterback for no fucking reason.
Yeah, it's really cool.
What can you like be in a dick costume?
No, but there was a horse costume and a clown costume.
Horse cockhead.
On to your third prediction.
That was he's done. Yeah.
No, I didn't do it.
Oh.
Duh.
The cue stolen.
Stupid.
All right, my third prediction is Mass Effect Trilogy will be remastered for PS4 and launch mid-November 2017. All right. It's their apology for Mass Effect Andromeda sucking dick. So, we'll see if it's true.
That's about it.
After the podcast, you guys want to do the SpongeBob puzzle?
Can we get naked?
Yeah. If you can't find the piece for this for one space, then you have to strip naked and run around the house.
Wait, we're going to do naked SpongeBob puzzles?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll put, you know, how big is the puzzle? We'll just, like, have somebody lay down naked and we'll just do the puzzle on their
back. It's 100 pieces.
It's full. It's tickling me. All right, let's get out of this. No homo. Let's bring it out of here. Let's bring it home. All right, let's do a thank you. I'd like to thank the fans for sticking around. That's you, Mike Smith.
Mike and you, Smith, Matt Calise,
and anybody else out there who loves us. We love you.
Mike Smith.
And I want to thank, you know, IGN GameScoop. That's my go-to podcast. PSU, PlayStation Unchained. That's my favorite PlayStation podcast now. With Ben Shillabier Hall. I've always said this right now. Gary Bagdasaro, Neil Bolt, sometimes Mike Harridans, and some other dudes every once in a while. I don't forget their names, but whatever. Sorry, dudes. Also,
poor like Connor, to thank
Colin Moriarty, who left Kinda Moriarty. Funny. You know, poor. And that's one of the reasons why I stopped recording for a little while. A little bit depressed about that. Also, a lot of stuff going on in our lives.
Yep.
Trying to find a place to move to and stuff like that. But also, what are we doing now? We're going to thank
Mike Smith.
Some other podcasts and
Mike Smith and his we'll fake girlfriend.
The, podcast Beyond Podcast Unlocked. Some other podcasts I was doing. I'm gonna turn it over to the boys over here. You guys want to do any shout outs?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out to Mike Smith and his girlfriend Eddie Sisters.
All right.
And did you do your PS4 name and your crap?
Oh, my PS4 name is TommyG42013. My Wii U name is TommyG42013. My Nintendo Switch, TommyG42013. I don't know what my friend code is offhand, but you can send me an email at thomas.gargan@gmail.com. Tweet me at thomas_gargan on Twitter, and DarkLuigiYPX83 on Xbox Live. Thank you.
One more shout out to Mike Smith.
Another shout out to Mike, and just give Mike Smith another shout out.
Yeah,
like a fourth and a fifth shout out. Yeah. Mike Smith.
Yeah. Thank
we
you.
We love that guy.
Thank you, Mike Smith, for running out and getting Eddie Sisters. You're so brave for doing that to get rid of Eddie out of here, because he's just way with
Mike
his
Smith
sisters.
Is just a team player by taking Eddie Sisters out, showing them the good time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come home and they do. Then Eddie's like, they're all motivated to do laundry and cook and clean.
And then Eddie.
And that's all that matters.
And all that Eddie wants to do is fuck him, and then he can't. And then he can't because they're not horny enough.
What the fuck? Oh my god.
Right. Shout out to the sun because shout out to the sun because it got a nice tan.
Shout out to Mike Smith Jr., who will be born by Eddie's sisters in the next few months.
In 9 months.
And that's it.
And shout out to this one retarded baseball card.
We'll hope to get this one up before EA's conference so you can listen to our predictions. And we're going to be recording again this week for another complete E3 prediction. Sorry for all the first party and third party conferences.
And with a special guest.
We'll talk to you soon. Have a good week.
Wait, me and Eddie forgot to do our other shout outs. Hurry up. Okay. PS4, Enderman 296, Nintendo, AndrewNinja296 or SlapsMcGee as my nickname. Changed my YouTube name to SlapsMcGeeGames, and Eddie, you go.
Eddie8098 on PlayStation, and Ed8098 on Xbox.
And I'm standing up now.
Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Mike bye Smith. Bye.
What a save.
Mike Smith. Mike Smith. Mike Smith.
Coming soon to next gen consoles. I'm training you to be the world's deadliest assassin.
Roberto, you taught me everything you know.
Yeah, but I didn't teach everything I know.
I will never forget this.
Starring Miguel Asbender. You stick the tip in slowly, let the liquid flow everywhere.
But wouldn't that be a little bit messy, Roberto?
That's part of the fun, is making a mess. In development at Movie Hard San Francisco Studios. Your target is a man who goes by the name Schnazzy. He has a rock with his children.
Come to Schnazzy, baby.
Unlock the shocking truth behind the closet door.
Feel the wrath of my blade inside you as I penetrate your flesh.
He set you up, you fucking idiot. He wants the boy for his own pleasure.
What have I done?
Assassin's Queen, coming this fall. I knew you would come.